Top of 4.7, Andy and Mel. It is 7:03. We're going to top out at 43 today. A chance of some drizzle. I got a text this morning that said, "So where is the Walking Dead theme song? How about last night's episode?"
Did you forget?
Well, I watched it, yeah. I didn't forget to watch it.
I know, but I'm just very surprised that wasn't the first thing out of your mouth.
Well, there wasn't something so controversial last night.
Oh, but a big wow, right?
There was a big wow.
Yeah.
Didn't go down the way I thought it would.
Hmm.
Totally different from the comics, for sure. Can I say? Because people are so sensitive about blowing it for...
They are sensitive.
Spoiler alert, spoiler alert, yes. Spoiler
so
alert.
If you watch The Walking Dead and you have not seen it yet, don't listen right now.
Lori died.
You gotta see that coming.
Well, I did see it coming because she dies in the comics, too. But yeah. The way she died was completely different.
Oh.
Yeah. Pretty awesome.
Hmm.
Well, not awesome.
Okay.
The twist was awesome because I didn't see it coming.
Okay.
I mean, I did once they gave the first clue of what was happening, and then it was like, oh, yeah. Yeah, that was, wow.
Hmm. Okay.
And then the guy who plays Rick really overacted when he found out.
Oh, really?
Like, it was like a little overdone.
Oh.
Little bit.
You don't think he was upset?
Well, no. Yeah, I don't doubt that. But it was just, it was like very, I don't know.
Okay.
I guess I can't speak for that situation. Nothing that horrible's ever happened to me. But I don't know. Some people have said, I don't like that show because the actors really overact. And kind of saw it in that scene last night. Mm-hmm. But anyway, story-wise, awesome.
Cool.
Story-wise, it was awesome. You don't know because you don't watch it.
You know, I've watched it before. I just haven't kept up on it.
Yeah. Well, 8 o'clock on Sunday nights. How hard is that?
I don't know. I'm usually watching a movie.
What show do you have competing with it?
I don't. I'm just usually watching a movie with girls.
Watch it then, would you, please?
And plus...
Do I have someone to talk to about it?
Okay. I'll get caught up.
Okay. Thanks. Second season's on Netflix now. No reason not to.
I can get caught up on it.
And I can finally free up the space on my DVR now that the first two seasons are on Netflix. And
that helps. Yeah. Yeah.
So, there's that. There you go. The Walking Dead from last night. It was a good episode. According to a new survey, the happiest age in a man's life, finally, we get to talk about the guys for a change, is 37.
Well, you're a couple years away.
Yeah. It's not his 20s when he's single and, you know, trying to hook up with everything that moves.
Yeah.
It's 37. The survey found that men feel happiest when they have some good career success and are starting a family, but not old enough where they're having health issues, you know, where they have to go into the doctor and...
Ask your doctor if your heart is healthy enough for sex.
Yeah, if I have to ask that question, this is going to be a bad day. The survey also found the top moments in a man's life that make him the happiest. The men could vote for up to 3 things on the list. Here are the results. Buying a new car was number 7. Graduating from college was 6. Proposing was number 5. Buying a new house, 4. I thought proposing was way cooler than buying a house. I'm surprised by that.
I would think it would be.
Seeing favorite sports team win a championship.
Oh, well, you'll never see that happen. So.
Shut up.
Hey, I love the same teams you do, but you'll never see that happen. Maybe someday.
Number 2 was getting married.
Not if we have Ponder as a quarterback.
Number 1, becoming a parent.
Oh, I agree with that one.
Yeah, I pretty much agree with all those. I would have moved proposing above buying a house.
Yeah.
And the rest are pretty much all in line. So, good job, Daily Mail, on not screwing up that list.
Woohoo!
But we've got the Mash for Cash coming up 7:20 this morning. Also, a very interesting text we got on Friday, kind of late in the day, a little too late to get into it. Plus, I needed to exchange some more messages and get some more info on it.
Oh, yes.
Dude is... got an issue with his woman. We will get into that at 7:40 this morning. Hang on.
Morning, sunshine.
Maybe I wanted to know when I'm going to ovulate today.
Andy and Mel, Hot 104.7.
Hello, dog. Are you ready for a story?
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel, 7:21. Up to 43 today. A little drizzle, maybe. 34 right now.
What was that?
What was that? Well, apparently we have stories for dogs now.
Oh.
Like bedtime stories?
Puppy stories.
Scientists in the UK have made bedtime stories for dogs. They've spent years analyzing speech patterns to figure out what works best to calm dogs down. Then they wrote the story. Here it is.
Hello, dog. Are you ready for a story? This story is all about a very, very good dog. Just like you. Once upon a time, there was a dog called Stanley. He was a very special dog, as brave as a lion, loyal and kind, with a smooth, shiny coat and velvety ears that pricked up when they heard their person's voice.
Yeah.
Okay.
Very special.
You know, it might be a good idea for puppies.
Maybe.
Especially those who like to chew on people's shoes.
Internet quote of the day, Mel, is...
I try to avoid things that make me fat, like scales, mirrors, and photographs.
They don't make you fat, by the way.
I know. It's just supposed to be funny.
I know. Just in case you were wondering. The scale doesn't make you look fat. Your butt does. Not your butt. I mean, I didn't mean you.
Keep digging.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So on that note, I'll play Mel's ad first.
When deciding who you're going to vote for on Tuesday for station mayor, I want you to please consider this. My opponent, Andy, makes fun of females. He thinks that all women make duck faces when posing for pictures, which is not true. My opponent, Andy, might say because I don't like Kool-Aid, that makes me un-American, but it's not. I just don't like the taste of it. What's un-American is not liking bacon. If you want to be heard and not be cut off by him turning off your microphone, then vote for me. My opponent is sarcastic and only cares about zombies and sports and doesn't love bacon. I care about much more than that. And I care about what you care about. I don't judge if you like corn dogs and beer. I don't judge if you post pictures on Facebook. I don't judge if you wear colored jeans. While I'm busy not judging and caring about you, my opponent Andy is busy not liking bacon, not understanding text lingo, and being a pepper snob. So on November 6th, vote for Mel for station mayor. I like bacon. I love this station. And I approve this message.
And I've never stole a Bryan Adams CD.
I never did either.
Cassette.
I never did either.
Uh-huh. You admitted it earlier.
No, I didn't.
You did too.
What are you talking about?
You stole a Bryan Adams cassette.
I never did that.
You said that you did earlier.
I did not.
Really? Do I need...
I never said anything like that on the air.
Oh, not on the air. No, but in a phone conversation.
You said it to me.
Oh,
I don't recall that happening, Mel.
Really?
Now you're just making stuff up.
I am not making
stuff
up.
You are completely making stuff up.
You said it.
Anyway, we're having our own election tomorrow. Voting for station mayor. Your options are me or Mel. We didn't let Ben or Johnny in on it. So here's my ad.
Mel wants to be the station mayor, but she can't be trusted. Can you trust someone who shows up 3 to 5 minutes late for work every single day? Can you trust someone who thinks women are pregnant for 10 months when it's really 9.2 months? Can you trust someone who set their yard on fire twice this summer? And can you trust someone who freaks out over the littlest thing?
I put meat in it!
Don't let Mel put meat in it. Vote Andy. He won't put meat in it. Or burn the building down.
Or eat bacon.
Now, you keep saying, I don't like bacon. I love bacon.
You don't eat it.
Because it gives me heartburn.
So you don't eat it.
That's right.
But I like bacon.
I do too.
Mm-hmm. I like meat. I put meat in it!
Okay. Enough of that. Let's do the MASH for Cash. 7 songs. You got to get them all. And if you get them all, you will win $90 today is what we are up to. I will play it twice. Identify all 7 songs, title and artist, pen and paper ready. Okay, here we go. All right, there it was. Here it is again.
Your stare was holding my baby. The day the
361-5557. If you know all seven songs, we will give you, along with Quality Lenders, $90 cash today. 361-5557. Good luck. It is 726, Hot 104.7.
This is the Hot Morning Show on Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel, 740. We're going to top out at 43 today. I got to play this for you really quick. Jimmy Kimmel Live on Friday night. Chris Rock was on there, and he had a message for white people. And it was incredibly funny. This is just 30 seconds of it.
Hi, I'm Chris Rock with a special message for white people. In times like these, you need a white president you can trust. And that white president's name is Barack Obama. Let's take a look at the facts. For the first two-thirds of his life, Barack Obama was known as Barry, which is the third whitest name on Earth, right after Cody and Jeff. If you want a white president, I've got a polo-wearing, Hawaii-living, home-beer-brewing, league-bowling guy for you. Barry Obama. He's just white.
Just so white.
That's not political. That's comedy.
Yeah.
So just... I just found it. Very funny. Okay, so Friday I started getting texts from a guy who was having an issue. And the first text he sent said, discussion topic for you, I want to hear. Why do some people in relationships want their partner to buy things and not just appreciate their affection? And then I responded to get some more info. And he said that he cooks every day, cleans everything. Gives her a kiss every day before work, listens to all of her problems. Both of them work. They live together. They're not married. And as for what she wants, anything from little knickknacks to big hundreds of dollar purchases.
And so, he buys them for her.
Yeah. And
where can I get one of him?
She's not happy unless she's getting something bought for her all the time.
So he cooks, he cleans. And he buys her stuff.
Now, I'm going to tone down the amount that he does by 50%.
Okay.
Because he probably does do that a lot of the time.
Okay.
But just as a guy, I would say probably not all of the time.
Mm.
That's just coming from a guy's perspective. I don't know if that's the truth or not. But
okay.
Anyway.
I'd say dumper.
Just because of that?
Well, you know, I mean, I like getting a little presents every once in a while or for big, you know, like Christmas, birthday, stuff like that. But that's going a little crazy.
Okay, so how often...
Why doesn't she buy it herself?
How often should a guy have to buy his gal something?
How often? Dating scenario, not married.
This scenario.
Okay, this scenario. I think, you know, you could maybe get her something every couple of months, maybe. Just a little, just because I love you. And that doesn't have to be anything expensive. I mean, it could be...
Top dollar amount?
$20-$30.
Okay.
I don't think it has to be. I mean, like, I'm just talking about maybe...
You're sounding far too reasonable. What'd you do with Mel?
Some flowers, maybe, or something.
You're being completely reasonable about this. What's wrong with you?
I'm not... What? Why do you think something's wrong with me?
Because normally it would be like, oh, at least $100 every couple, 3 months.
What?
Is what I expected.
Really?
Yeah.
No.
But that's not what I got. So I'm wondering what's wrong with you.
I buy a lot of things for myself if I want it. So, you know.
Okay.
But I would appreciate if a guy wanted to buy me stuff. That would be awesome.
So,
but I'm not going to like complain like this is.
Well, he should also talk to her about it.
Yeah.
But what should he do? Your advice. For this random texter, 361-5557, email or text am at hot1047.com.
The Hot Morning Show.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. It is 752 up to 43 today. A little drizzle. Text from 0757. My wife and I agree. Dump her. He deserves better.
Mm-hmm.
She has a good dude and we are hard to come by. Okay. Well, I'm glad you're humble. We got a text. It was on Friday when we heard from this guy. He... wanted us to talk about having a girl that constantly wants stuff bought for her and isn't happy unless she's getting gifts all the time, which is...
I ain't saying she's a gold digger.
Yeah. Kind of a little bit unfair. What do you think of this? 361-5557, email or text am at hot1047.com. Amber's on the phone. How are you, Amber?
Good. How are you?
Pretty good. So what would your advice for random texture guy be?
I think that you shouldn't have to really buy them anything. I mean, my husband and I, like, when we were dating, it would always be, like, when there was a birthday or something, he would cook me a nice dinner and we'd spend time together, maybe, like, watch a movie or something. But I think if he, like, truly cares about her, you should never have to buy anyone anything.
Yeah, I kind of agree with that.
You don't have to.
No, I mean, and it's nice, you know, once in a while to get flowers or something like that, but it shouldn't be, like, you have to buy somebody something, and if that's like her personality, then she's never going to be happy no matter what.
Yeah, it has been 8 days since you bought me something.
That's why I'm saying he needs a dumper.
Yeah, if that's the case.
I think he needs a dumper, too, because if you're going to be a good guy and a nice guy like that, regardless of how much it is he actually does, I mean, my husband forgets everything. But, I mean, the things he does, I appreciate. And if she's not going to appreciate that, then he shouldn't be with somebody who doesn't care.
All right, thanks for the call, Amber.
Thanks.
Bye-bye. I got a text message that says, she works. Tell her to put her big girl panties on and buy it for herself. Just be thankful she has a guy who helps out around the house.
I agree.
Yeah, I don't disagree with that. Travis is on the phone. How are you, Travis?
Good. How are you?
Pretty good. So how should he handle this?
I'd say just, like Mel said, buy her a $20, $30 gift, and if not, then forget her.
Like, yeah, and limit it to 2-3 months?
Yeah. If she's not willing to do the $20-$30 gift, then it's not really worth it.
Yeah, and anything more than quarterly is outside of the birthday, but that should count as one of them.
No, not necessarily.
Okay, now here comes the real Mel.
I said not necessarily. Depends how much you're spending for the birthday.
Okay.
And how long you've been together and that kind of stuff.
Okay. All
right.
So
$20-$30 gift after 2-3 months, like that's pretty much the max.
Yeah.
But you know, when we're talking about birthday, mine's in December. It's 2 weeks between Christmas and my birthday. And I always get screwed over.
Yeah, that's too bad. Thanks for the call, Travis.
Yeah, thank you.
How did this become about you all of a sudden?
I don't know. Did you really think it wouldn't end up becoming?
It always is about you. I got a text from 9504, says if he's unhappy doing these things and not getting appreciated, he should leave her.
Yeah, I mean, that comes down to it. If he's not happy and he doesn't want to do those things, yeah, then that's what you do.
But
you move
first,
on.
Talk about it. Find out, hey, look, this is getting ridiculous. You want me to buy you something all the time?
I would be like, I'm not your piggy bank.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly. More of your calls and texts, 361-5557. Email or text am@hot1047.com. 756, hot104.7.
Hot1047.com.